Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee was admitted to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences after he was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. He was one of the most respected politicians, born on December 25, 1924 in Gwalior. His birthday was celebrated by the government as Good Governance Day. He also joined the RSS as a Swayamsevak in 1939, influenced by Baba Saheb Apte. He attended the officers' training camp of the RSS during 1940-44 and became a full-time worker in 1947, technically as a Pracharak. We also have Mr. Seshadri Chari, a veteran member of RSS and also a close acquaintance of the former Prime Minister. He has closely worked with Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee. So how was him as a leader and also a Prime Minister of our country?
See, as a leader, he was par excellence. Because all the qualities that a person should have as a leader was in him. He was a great orator. His knowledge of politics was very great. He was one person who was in parliament when Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru was the Prime Minister. So, although the age difference was very vast, people used to say that once when Vajpayee was speaking in parliament, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, it seems, told one of its close friends that we should watch this member. One day he can become the Prime Minister of the country. That's what people say. So, as a person who has very closely seen Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru and who was a contemporary of Srimati Indira Gandhi, you can imagine the kind of experience that he had in politics. So, that was a versatile person, a person with versatile personality. He was a poet, he was a writer, he was a journalist, he was an orator, and he had very, very deep insight and knowledge of international affairs. So this was something very different. So you can imagine a kind of a person with all-round capacity to handle any situation that confronts the country. That was the leadership quality of Vajpayee.
And during his tenure, he made a lot of achievements in economic, the foreign policies as well. So if we compare him with Modi's foreign policies, what do you have to say about it?
No, you know, these foreign policies are never attributed to an individual. Our democracy is such that the foreign policy of the government has a continuity. So if you say there is a little bit of congruence between Vajpayee's foreign policy and Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru's foreign policy, or rather I would say the outlook towards India's foreign policy. Both wanted peace, both wanted progress, both wanted India to have a place of preeminence as far as international politics is concerned. But the situation were not so conducive as far as India's preeminence in the world affairs is concerned. So the end of the Second World War, independence, partition, assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, and then from there to 1962, Chinese attack on India. These were all some of the incidents, and then the Cold War, the non-aligned movement. There were so many things that a person like Atal Bihari Vajpayee had to handle.
जो पाकिस्तान से कहा गया है एक नहीं दो नहीं करो बीसों समझौते पर स्वतंत्र भारत का मस्तक नहीं झुकेगा अगणित बलिदानों से अर्जित यह स्वतंत्रता अगणित बलिदानों से अर्जित यह स्वतंत्रता शुश्रेद शोणित से चिंचित यह स्वतंत्रता त्याग तेज तप बल से रक्षित यह स्वतंत्रता दुखी मनुजता के हित अर्पित यह स्वतंत्रता इसे मिटाने की साजिश करने वालों से कह दो चिंगारी का खेल बुरा होता है
मोदी इज लकी इन द सेंस ही इज नॉट हैविंग टू हैंडल दैट सिचुएशन बट देर आर न्यू सिचुएशंस विच नरेंद्र मोदी इज हैविंग टू हैंडल सो वी कैनॉट कंपेयर दीज पीपल एट ऑल In their own respect, they are doing extremely great work and very good work. But there is some amount of continuity as far as the foreign policy is concerned. So, I think Narendra Modi is taking off from where Vajpayee left.
There is a lot of pressure, geopolitical pressure, geopolitical pressure. But he took a decision. India will go ahead with a test to DRDO team and more importantly, atomic energy team. Okay, these two teams, they were myself and Dr. Chidambaram. We met him, he said, go ahead for the nuclear test. Vajpayee ji was responsible for transforming India a nuclear weapon state.
Parikshan ke saath humne ye bhi elan kiya ki hum parmanu hathiyaron ka prayog karne mein pehal nahi karenge. No first use. Humne ye bhi kaha ki jinke paas parmanu shastra nahi hai hum unke virudh unka upyog nahi karenge.
We can see a lot of slamming happening nowadays between the ruling party and the opposition party. How was he? How did he used to handle? How was his reaction with the opposition parties as a leader, as a prime minister in those days?
No, Vajpayee had the advantage of growing up with people who were in the opposition. Because when Vajpayee's political stature was growing, he was in the opposition himself. So he was a good opposition leader. Unfortunately, today we don't have the kind of Vajpayee is in the opposition today. That is one of the major drawbacks. But Atalji had excellent relations with all political parties, even with communists, even with the Congress. And his relationships were to such an extent that he could know the background of some of the political leaders in those days, because he was such a senior leader. So the only other leader who was senior to him at that time was Mrs. Indira Gandhi. But although they were political opponents, in spite of being political opponents, there have been number of occasions where Mrs. Indira Gandhi has called Atalji for advice. Especially I remember during the Simla agreement, the Jansangh was against Simla agreement. Atal Bihari Vajpayee and his party were strongly against Simla agreement. But even at that time, Mrs. Indira Gandhi called Atal Bihari Vajpayee to Simla for consultation. So he went and gave her consultation. So this is the kind of relationship that the so-called opposition and ruling party had. And in that case, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was in the opposition. But when he became the Prime Minister, even there, although the Congress party was instrumental in dismissing Atal Bihari Vajpayee as Prime Minister after 13 days, even there he did not have any personal enmity towards anybody. He said, as a political party, you have taken a particular stand. I welcome that stand. I'll go back to the people and ask for a fresh mandate. That's what he said. He never accused the Congress of stooping down to very low levels. So that was the kind of leadership that he provided.
A parliamentarian for 4 decades, Vajpayee was elected twice to the Rajya Sabha and 10 times as Lok Sabha member. He also served as the member of parliament for Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh until 2009, which he retired from active politics due to health concern. Impressed by oratorical skill of Vajpayee, then Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru had predicted that Vajpayee would someday become India's Prime Minister. Surely it is a great loss for Indian democracy. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.